They're as corrupt as they come. They're communists. They're frickin' communists, and we worship them. This is what's sad. Well, the reason they're talking about inflation or deflation is because way back when I was in the 70s, a true capitalist would let a business fail. Okay, understand that capitalism, according to Schumpeter, is that capitalism destroys inefficient companies. So if you suck, capitalism wipe you out. You're out of business. So you look at one not too long ago, there was Blockbuster Video, then Netflix came along and they're toast. You know, they're just gone. And so a lot of true capitalists wipes out the inefficient or the obsolete. But for the last so many years, since 1907, really, they've been saving the banks. So the banks are so corrupt. And the reason the Federal Reserve had to come in was to protect the rich bankers. And what they did was they, you know, back in 2008, there was quantitative easing, which is a very complex subject. But basically, the Fed just prints money and gives it to banks, okay, to prevent them from failing. So that's not capitalism. That's Marxism. That's socialism. That's communism. It's called central banks. But since most of our school teachers are communists anyway, they don't know the difference. So they can't teach kids that. So what happened in 1971, President Nixon then took the dollar off the gold standard. And so that they could print as much money as they wanted to. And in 1972, I was flying behind enemy lines as a Marine pilot, and I went to look for gold. So this here is gold. This is God's money. Gold and silver are God's money. They're parts of the periodic table of elements. So there's really, I think this is 47 and gold and silver 74 or something, but I flunked chemistry also. But this is real money. And this here is a Zimbabwe dollar. And this is $10 billion. This may as well be the US dollar. So what the Fed is trying to do is print tons of debt, like I think $10 trillion this year, to prevent the banks from failing. So they need inflation because they want to pay back the debt with Zimbabwe dollars. Just think about that. So they can inflate the debt, print $10 trillion, and they print, here's a $10 billion. This might have bought you an egg when it was good, a boiled egg. So they could pay off the debt with fake money. That's where I wrote the book, Fake and All This Stuff. So anyway, the reason inflation is going to wipe out people is because the average person is a consumer. So they go, everybody talks about, I went to, you know, T-bone steak is this now and gasoline's this and toilet paper's that and all this. But that's because Biden and company and the Fed are protecting the bankers. And so we just had John McGregor on board here. Everything's to protect the bankers. So that's why I feel for the working class people. I think it's criminal that our school system is part of Marxism. There's no financial education in schools, and it's not a mistake. So I've been saying this since, I don't know, my first book was, if you want to be rich and happy, don't go to school. This was long before Rich Dad Poor Dad. But today we can see what's happened. And people are still saying, oh, it's because the container ships aren't being discharged in Long Beach Harbor and all that. And I went to school. I can drive those ships. I have a third mate's license to drive ships and fly planes. But anyway, it's all BS. So the people who are complaining about inflation, just know it's because the Federal Reserve Bank, the U.S. Treasury, which is Janet Yellen, who was also head of the Federal Reserve Bank, they're as corrupt as they come. They're communists. They're frickin' communists. And we worship them. This is what's sad. You know, toilet paper is worth more than this.
Its own bonds out. Do you know what that's about? Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, just understand it goes to this word called collateral or security. You see, this is gold. This is real security. It's God's money. So is silver. And so is Bitcoin due to the blockchain technology. I'm not saying buy any of this stuff. I'm just telling you why I own this. So this is real money. I mean, I can travel anywhere in the world. its value goes up and down as it's manipulated, and I can spend it. But what this is, the Zimbabwe dollar, is fake money. And the only way this comes into existence is an entrepreneur like me creates an asset. You know, Rich Dad Poor Dad is about assets versus liabilities. So I go into BlackRock and I say, guess what? I have a startup here. You know, I mean, Tesla or something. And Tesla is now a $1 trillion company. But what happens if GM and, you know, Biden doesn't like Tesla, I can tell, but he doesn't recommend them. I'm not in the game. I'm not in that dogfight. But let's say that GM comes out with an electric car that you can buy for $2. Tesla's toast. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so much of the stock market is based upon the valuation of a company like Tesla, or like the earlier thing, you know, Netflix or Blockbuster Video. So much of it is you don't know what's called the counterparty to it. The only counterparty to this is God. God made this. And silver, God made this. And the Bitcoin is blockchain. That's what gives, you know, Ethereum and blockchain. So some people ask me, I'm Satoshi, and I don't speak Japanese. But I don't know anything about blockchain, but I just don't trust this. I don't trust the US dollar. I don't trust the Fed. I don't trust the Treasury. And I don't trust our government. And I don't trust Wall Street. If you do, invest your asset. But what they're doing is they're creating what I call a fake asset. So let's say I go to you and say, you know, Sarah, I'm starting this company. And I've been there. They hyped the company. Yeah. And so really the issue is trust today. This thing here is in God we trust. There's no counterparty risk, but there's a lot of counterparty risk to this, and there's a lot of counterparty risk to BlackRock, to the stock market, and all this. So that's why, you know, I have John McGregor here, because that's what he does. He evaluates how stable is that business they're floating. Like Tesla is now a $1 trillion company. Is it worth $1 trillion? I really don't know. But at the last EV conference, Tesla wasn't invited. Ford and GM were.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't smell a rat with that.
Well, right?
That's a legitimate question. I guess this guy named Schumpeter, I don't know when he was cruising around, but he always said capitalism is a destruction of the weak. And as you know, I mean, we at Rich Dad and our advisors are always studying, you know, these YouTube videos. Today, you cannot destroy a weak company. It's all BS. You know, you got to be so politically correct. So I have tremendous respect for Elon Musk. You know, I don't drive a Tesla. I mean, I drive the loudest car possible, a Ferrari 458. And this is how sick I am. There's a Ferrari 458 and a 488. The reason I bought the 458 because it makes more noise. And all the environmentalists hate me. Well, you know, drive, fly Southwest then, you know, I mean,
yeah.
It's so politically stupid. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So this here, the reason there's no counterparty risk, this is an element. I forget the number. Silver is an element and Bitcoin is blockchain. There's no counterparty risk. This is a Zim dollar. It's no difference than a US dollar. Or a U.S. stock or a U.S. bond. And so that's why you don't find me saving dollars. I save gold, silver, Bitcoin. And it could change. You know, I mean, Bitcoin could become obsolete also. But the reason I listen to guys like Anthony Pompliano and all the smart young guys is they'll give me early warning if something's going to come up. So you got to pay attention to what YouTube is saying if they don't take them down. Like they took George Gammon down. But ladies and gentlemen, you've really got to be smarter today. And that's why the Rich Dad Company was founded. We don't sell stocks or bonds or mutual funds or gold. You know, we just sell awareness, be aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. One more thing about this fake billion. I mean, what is it? You know, toilet paper is worth more than this.